Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Christopher Gorman. Joining me now from Ann Arbor, Michigan, she is the owner of Refreshing Waters, which is counseling. She only has 24 years of counseling experience. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Sheila Burns to the program. Sheila, welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
All righty. So why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and those 24 years of experience.
All right. Well, my name is Sheila Burns, and I live in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I opened this practice just over 2 years ago. And I've had a lot of experience in different types of programs. I worked for 18 years in different positions at community mental health, working with some of the population that suffers the most. And then I worked in addictions for a considerable amount of time all through those years. And then I decided that I wanted to open my own practice and kind of fulfill my own vision of what I think treatment should look like.
All righty. Now, what made you go down that road of counseling in the first place?
Well, interestingly, I started out a business major, so psychology really wasn't even on my radar. And I took some psychology classes as a freshman in college and just was really interested in them and found them to be kind of profoundly impacting on myself and just changed my direction completely. So I just thought this is what I want to do.
All righty. Now, those were kind of like unrestricted electives. They were just kind of like fill-in electives that that you took?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was a sociology minor when I was a business major, and then I ended up staying a sociology minor, but with a psychology master's.
Wow. Okay. So now, what kind of background do you really need to, do what you do?
So to be a counselor in Michigan, you need to have a master's degree, and there's some supervision hours that you need to complete and some direct practice time that you have to complete. And I'm also credentialed as a substance abuse therapist, which is another whole gamut of hours and supervision that you have to complete. And I'm also EMDR trained, which is eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. So all the little specialties take additional hours, but just to practice as a counselor, you need a master's degree, and then depending on whether you're social work specialty or licensed professional counselor, which is what I am.
All righty. Now, when somebody reaches out to you for the first time, what are they really looking for?
So this is something we kind of research, too, because we seem to get a lot of people who have suffered from trauma, anxiety, depression, some addictions. And I think that they reach out to us particularly is because we have profiles, individual profiles, myself and each of my counselors on Psychology Today. And so people read those and they see, okay, do I identify with this person? You know, do they offer the type of treatment that I'm suffering with? And they call for that. My specialty is trauma.
All righty. Now, why do you think they choose you over someone else out there?
Well, I think some of it is just personal connection, but I also think that a piece of it is that I'm trained in evidence-based practices, which means that I do treatment that is not necessarily just traditional talk therapy, but it is treatment that has been researched and proven to create outcomes.
All righty. Now, walk me through a typical session. What's that like? What are people getting themselves into?
So you want like a heat-of-the-moment session or like an intake?
Something, after the first session.
Okay. So with trauma, I work with a lot of people who have suffered, big traumas in their life, things that disrupt their life, sometimes kind of stop their functioning in their life. And so they're looking to be able to cope with that in a way to get back to some kind of normal life. So with EMDR, which is probably the avenue I would choose with a person, as long as they were able to manage the intense emotion that comes with remembering and working through those things. An EMDR session might look like we try to access what are the thoughts What are the feelings, and what do you feel in your body when you think about that traumatic event, and what different pieces of it stick in your mind? You know, sometimes it's a sound, sometimes it's a smell, a taste, something you hear. So we try to target those and desensitize those through bilateral stimulation, which can include eye movements, it can include tapping, it can include sound, touch, any kind of bilateral stimulation. So EMDR is really a cognitive-based treatment with bilateral stimulation added, and we're not really sure exactly why it works, but there's tons of evidence that it does, and it somehow taps into the REM sleep cycle where you're reprocessing. So it takes the painful moments and doesn't remove the memory, it removes the pain. It like sets the pain aside from it.
Alrighty. So big theory is on that. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. If you don't know why it works, but it does, don't worry about it, right?
Well, we've got some theories, but you know, it's not as simple as trying to explain some scientific things. Behavioral science is its own category.
There you go. So where do you think you see yourself in the near future? What's on tap for you?
So the business is growing much more quickly than I had expected, and we're looking to expand. We're at 5 people now. We're going to expand to 14, and then we're probably going to open another location.
Oh, sounds like you're going to need to real soon, huh?
At the rate we're going.
All righty. Well, to make it busier over there, why don't you tell my audience how they can reach out and contact you?
Okay, so we have a website. It is www.refreshing-waters.com. And you can also search Sheila Burns under Psychology Today, or even if you Google me, it'll probably take you to Psychology Today. And check out our website and give us a call.
All righty. Well, Sheila, it's been great having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
You are so welcome. And for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Okay. Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.